Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Today, the 13th of April, 2022, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center, number one. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And what national day do we have today?
Peach Cobbler Day.
Whoa.
Love it.
Love peach cobbler. Don't you love peach cobbler?
Yes, especially when it's fresh and we have the most beautiful. I think we're going to have a really prolific peach tree this year.
Whoa. Are we or not? The only problem with that prolific peach tree, there are so many. We're giving them away to people.
Steal them.
But that was the other thing. People come by and just, I'll just take four of those.
And we have very protective neighbors who would literally out of their door and scream at them, and I love it.
We told somebody, come over and get a few. And they're over there, and here they come across the street. What are you doing? Carl and Linda said we could have some peaches.
I came home one day, and I thought, I'm going to make another batch. And I came home, and the tree was bare. My heart was like, wait.
Well, we had told people they could have it at that point because once they start going, because you turn your back on them,
That's exactly right.
Okay, hey, you know what? Look outside. If we don't get rain today.
Oh, it's definitely. It's a day, and we bless that. Slight chance of showers than showers. I mean, this is the forecast that I read every day out of the National Weather Service. So it's got these blocks that say tonight, Thursday night, and it's all dark. In other words, showers. Now, we don't want showers on Sunday. It's Easter, the day that we go to the rodeo. Hey, listen, do you go to the rodeo in the rain? I can tell you that when it came to the Reading Rodeo, Carl and I just decided to bring our ponchos. Last year, I think it was the year before, broke out in a storm during the rodeo. Nothing stopped. In fact, we were very impressed that people stayed in the stands. We happened to bring our plastic poncho. You know, that they come in a little tiny package and you open it up so I would suggest anybody who's attending the rodeo, you know, I don't understand this, but we'll ask Ruth. She's on at 7:30. I've not seen the clear bag policy, what that means. Are they really going to enforce it? Of course, she's not going to, I'll later tell you what she says, but I think that's because people have a tendency to pack a lot of stuff, but I'm thinking if you have a diaper bag, how hard is that?
Well, I'm thinking that they're looking at people bringing in quarts of
absolutely
whiskey or something.
Absolutely. So anyway, the forecast looks like 58 today. Boy, was it burr yesterday. Overnight lows of 44. Tomorrow calls for another 58. Overnight lows of 46 tomorrow. Friday, 63 with showers. Showers on Saturday with 64. Saturday night, 43, and it looks like it's going to clear up mostly sunny with 71 on Sunday. We are going to be giving tickets away for Easter Sunday Rodeo Red Bluff Roundup.
We scored some more.
And so we'd like to be able to get those to you today for those callers that we'll be doing throughout the morning show. But first of all, the weather is brought to you always by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson. Great folks, senior and veteran discounts. They'll go the extra mile for you, 365-3793. Well, today we've got a half hour before we have our guest starting.
Well, let's start with local stuff, then we can go to your five things you need to know. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Shirley Papini has agreed to admit that she lied in the fake kidnapping case. They got 32 counts of different things on her, wire fraud and lying to federal officers. She's agreed to one each. The first one, lying to a federal officer, will get her a $250,000 fine and 5 years in jail. But the second one, wire fraud, that's like 20 years in jail and a $250,000 fine. The wire fraud, of course, is when she took money from the Victim Protection Fund. And $30,000 of that. And so I imagine at the very, very minimum, she'll spend some time in jail. But and she's got to pay back the $30,000, I would imagine. Plus they have these other fines. What this does is, unfortunately, is clobbers her family if they hit them with the fines. And her family had nothing to do with this. There was nothing to indicate her husband ever knew about this. And so, and I assume they're, you know, I assume they're.
It's not the first
time. I don't even know if they're still together. But here's the thing is, all the time that our law enforcement and everybody spent on this trying to help the family and all those things, and she was down with her former boyfriend.
I know what she did, and we can cast stones, and yes,
wait a minute.
We should. She should pay.
This is non-defensible.
No, absolutely.
Okay.
But what I feel, that where my heart hurts, is I think about, you know, that her husband is
the, and her kids.
Let me start with the husband.
Okay.
Because they created those children together. Here's the thing, that, you know, my mother watches those murder, whatever the NC, I don't know what, you know, the things. People have double lives. And it's not until after that probably he saw the flags. But when you love somebody and you have children, I am sure you just look the other way and hope, you know, that tugging feeling. So I feel like he's a victim as well. I feel for the children. In my heart at this point, we know what she did. It was horrific. But my heart goes out into protecting her husband and her children. We as a society need to be not so disparaging towards a Papini family name.
I'm serious. I agree. I totally agree with that. This was somebody from a family. You can't blame a whole family for something somebody does. And we never, and hopefully you never do. You know, you'll hear, oh, it's the Snook family. And because one of the Snooks did something. You can't blame the whole family.
Right.
You know, it could be, you could have a brother or sister that's a total, miscreant, a jerk or something like that, but you and your brother shouldn't be, and your parents shouldn't be, No, I agree with that. I've never said that, but she needs to be held to something.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
all right, what's
my
next?
Second thing. We had a brush fire, grass and brush fire off North Park Market Street. It's under control. That was yesterday. In an area surrounded by homeless camps. The fire burned through what appeared to be a homeless camp on the west side of North Market Street and south of Lake Boulevard, you know, in that canyon back there. Now, you remember that canyon burns off every so often because of it gets so dry and all this. But here's the problem. They're saying this could be the worst. You know what? They say that every year. Oh, this could be worse than the last one. And you know what? Sure enough. It's worse.
Well,
we have these homeless camps out there, and fires everywhere. You go down to Henderson Open Spaces, and the people that live along there, Indian Dave and Dale Ball and all those people, that, and other people who have written to us, besides having everything stolen out of their backyard, blah, blah, you know, all of that stuff, which is horrible. There's fires going on out there all the time. And, well, they're cooking fires. We can't do anything about it. Really? Well, I think you can. I think you can do things about that. I think you can sweep through there. I think you can stop fires during when this fire season starts. What do you do if because of people out in the canyon up there off of North Market Street start another fire and it burns all the way, remember it burned all the way down to Turtle Bay, if you remember last time. So fire season's getting ready to start, so just stand by.
Well, bless these rains.
Okay, the last thing I have.
Any good news?
Well, it could be.
All right.
It could be. California's introduced a law to making it a 32-hour work week for large companies, 500 and more. In other words, no longer do you have a 40-hour work week.
Hmm.
Now it's 32.
Okay,
now get this. And they're saying, well, you know, we learned during COVID people, they didn't like their jobs and, they could do the, You know, they can, you know, they can work from home and, but here's the things on it though. It doesn't include union companies. It's ones that are not union that, that also, this is AB, Assembly Bill 2932. It gives higher raises and time and a half pay to any worker who surpasses the cutoff of 32 hours. A typical work day would remain 8 hours. So that's 32 hours a week. So that's 4 days a week. So that's a 3 day weekend. Now, they use as an example, and this is, I love this. They use a very, you know, they use small European countries, as an example. Now, the Chamber of Commerce has called this a job killer, push, make hiring more expensive and lead to deep drops, dropping jobs across the state. And they're using as evidence from Iceland. Iceland. How can you use evidence from Iceland that, that this is going to work? Because it works in Iceland, it's going to work in a country of 300 million. There's got to be more, more stats coming out before I'm happy.
All right, we're going to take a break.
You know, we could start this early. He's here. The man is
here. Let's take a quick break. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines, and with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take the Alaskan Cruise, which, by the way, is a great cruise. Book now at alaskaairlines.com/Redding. 7:16 in the morning, and we will be right back.
Seems like yesterday.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality building crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I suppose there's a better way to make a living, to make money so I could live in luxury. But the life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, y'all, here in KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
You know, we were going to go into some headlines here, and we're going to go back to that in a little bit later, but we've got a special guest. Before we do that, from the Red Bluff Roundup, because we're right in the smack in the middle of it, we do have to do, well, we want to do a shout-out to our sponsors, and here's a live read for...
B&T Satellite.
Come on, go for it.
Come on, you're on it.
No, it's the way she circles this. You know, she circles like a hawk.
I do.
And then, whoom!
I always get...
hey, this portion of the show,
never go hungry, just remember that.
This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T. Sorry, Doug. B&T Satellite, Reggie's Dish Premier, local retailer. Don't call 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at 241-3474. Now, we have Dish, and it has worked for us. We've had it for years and years, and Doug Tooley takes care of everything there if we have any problems, which we don't usually. In fact, hardly ever. But with Dish, you get TV's only 2-year price guarantee. That's right, a 2-year price guarantee, but you need to call 241-3474. B&T Satellite, a veteran-owned business, and good people there. Okay, it's Red Bluff Roundup.
I've got Dish, and I love Dish, and they have the Cowboy Channel.
They do. They have the Cowboy, and that's John Grounding. Okay. Hey, what can I say? This is he is a world-famous guy. You know what? I see him on YouTube. I see him on Netflix. I see him on everything.
And Ruth Nicholas is with us as well. Welcome back.
And I'm on KCNR.
There you go.
Thank you so much. You're wonderful. Hey, yesterday we were at the Rotary's Think Pink Luncheon. Mm-hmm. Out at the at Red Bluff Grounds, and we're really at the fairgrounds, and we saw the stands, and it's interesting because when the stands are filled, it's a whole different feeling, and we got to see it was on like before the fair comes into town, you know, and you see everything. So a lot of hard work going out, and John, it was so great to see you yesterday. You know what? We have to stop meeting like this. This is the only time we get to see
I know
each other.
And we talk
me?
Like this every year. I should be coming in here in June just to visit or something.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
That.
Get on and talk about what's going on.
I remember is that you were, you know, because you go to all the rodeos around here, including the Reading Rodeo, and you were riding by one day, and Linda, you know, yells at you, and you turn your horse around, and then the whole audience saw you two kiss out there.
Yeah.
It was on the big screen. It was on the big screen.
And Carl didn't have a problem because it was straight on. It was a front kiss right there.
We were the bandits that year.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got away with it, too. We took the loot. Okay, but if you don't know who John Grounding is, he's a fifth-generation Red Bluff resident. I mean, what does five generations look like in Red Bluff?
Well, I know I'm 74 now. We've got seven generations in Red Bluff now, so.
Oh, seven generations.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm the fifth, so.
Man.
Got two
those
more.
Are some deep roots.
The Howells were our first family that showed up in Tehama County, and they were sheep people, and they did really well in the sheep business, but Didn't see any of that money, so that was none of that. So anyway, and then this John O'Connor, who was founding father of the one of the founders of Red Bluff Roundup, married this Lima Howell, and so they're the second generation. And then my grandfather or grandmother were the fourth, and anyway, it just keeps moving until I'm the fifth. So.
All right.
But I was raised in the car business, so I wasn't raised in the sheep business.
What kind of, was it all different species of cars? No. Brands
species,
of cars?
Species, I like that word, yeah.
Yeah, because they all
I
are
just
their
went
own
through beans. Area 51 getting yeah. back here, so. Okay. Buick, Pontiac, and GMC dealer.
All right.
Now, you also, besides being in the car business, we're in the rodeo business.
We love this story.
Well, and I love this story, and I think my dad did this on purpose. When I got out of the Army in 1972.
Thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And anyway, I was drinking a little too much, so my dad said, it's time for you to come to the garage and start working for me. Well, he fired me four times that one summer. And so I knew he was really running me off, but to go back to college, so... I went back to college. I did my senior project on getting in the rodeo business. Cotton Rosser of the Flying U Rodeo Company was my idol and still is today. And I got in the rodeo business.
And tell us that name again.
Flying U.
No, the name of who was your mentor, your idol?
Oh, Cotton Rosser.
I've heard he's pretty well known.
Yeah, I'm not a legend. He is a legend.
Okay, now is he out of
He's out of Marysville, California.
Oh, Marysville, okay.
But he married a Red Bluff girl.
Okay.
Linda Rosser, and his two oldest kids were born right there in Red Bluff.
Oh, we got to look this whole up. I want to look it up and know the history.
Yeah,
because
there's a lot of history.
We watched Buck Brannahan. We watched that documentary last night again, you know, and we were thinking about, you know, legacy and who inspired him and that kind of thing.
Right.
So it's so cool, and I'm sure there are many, many people that you are their mentor. You have been their hero that want to follow in your footsteps and want only hope to have your energy. At 50.
I hope so, but I tell all these kids that every kid out there should know that there's a little kid looking up to them, and how you act and what the things that you do in life will reflect that on that kid. And so try and be a better person. Try and lead into, when I was younger, I was hanging around with older high school kids when I was a freshman, but I bought into the drinking, into the smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that in kids today, and it's even worse because of drugs and the drugs that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
That when you're young, you want to just be cool. You want to be part of the game.
Right.
So you do some of these things that you shouldn't have been doing. And some of them end up on the streets later on in life. So.
And just like we were talking, we have a resident right down the street here, inside a little entry to a door. I mean, it's like 3 feet in, but that's his little home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but going back, so you wrote your senior thesis, your paper on how to get in the rodeo business. At that point, had you been riding?
Yeah.
By then?
I was a bull rider, so, you know, they say a bull rider has no brains, so anyway.
And you lived to tell about it.
But I lived to tell about it. But I did. This is quite a story, really. I didn't really meet him at the time, but I was probably 5 or 6 years old, and Cotton Rosser was working on a ranch, on the Stover Ranch, and he married this Red Bluff girl. And so anyway, he was a cowboy, rodeo cowboy, and he was also a cowboy. And that same year, I was at the rodeo sitting with my mom and family, you know, just in the grandstands, and he was competing there. And ever since then, anything that was written on him or a picture of him or anything, I had a little scrapbook of Cotton Rosser.
Wow.
And not too many years after that, he got into the rodeo business. And so I just kept following him. And he actually, when I wanted to get in the rodeo business, he helped me get in the rodeo business. So he was a great mentor for me.
That's great. Now, tell people, okay, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, there's so many questions. I mean, you know, Red Rock, everything.
Yes.
But what's it feel like? I can remember when I got on a bull the first time.
During the Marine Corps.
In the Marine Corps, because we had Camp Pendleton. The Camp Pendleton
right
Rodeo.
They had a beautiful arena right
Oh,
there.
Great arena.
Yeah.
I realized it only took me like three times. Yeah, how could I forget it? The third time I realized this is not something I'm...
$3 or three...
Oh, no. I had a total of like maybe 6 seconds on three bulls. Okay. Maybe. I was lucky I didn't fall off in the chute.
Yeah.
You know, and just hang on.
And get stomped on.
When the gate opened, that I wasn't hanging on to the gate going, no,
oh,
this is not...
Oh, that's why
going.
You have that tick in your neck.
Yeah,
I always wonder what that was about.
Well, that's one of the reasons. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know what? They've been around for 15 years, and they are... A locally owned, local board of directors, they are truly a community bank. They've got four branches, one down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, the newest one in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street, and of course the one downtown on California Street, and the main branch over in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. They've been helping to move local dreams forward since the day they opened. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. And we'll be right back with the Red Bluff Roundup. John Growney and Ruth Nichols.
Her telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. Never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
Of country music, come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th. Inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Oh, well, it's balls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's wide and it's nothing, the gold and the buckle, he'll win the next.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's Rodeo Week, it's Roundup Week, it's Red Bluff Roundup Week. 7:35 in the morning, and here on the 13th of April, Red Bluff Roundup this weekend. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He doesn't fool around. He fixes your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst will fix it for you. Don't take any chances with your family's safety. Get a free inspection and analysis just by bringing your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff will call it 241-8373 today. Hey,
veteran-owned business.
That's right. And we're here with Ruth Nichols and John Growney from the Red Bluff Roundup. We've been talking to John, reminiscing. And during the break, I was stationed at Camp Pendleton. We have a rodeo down there. And John was one of the contractors down there.
Not when we first started.
Yeah.
So then we went into segued into a question at the break. And welcome back to our show here. About the, when we drive through the North State and we see different, I mean, we call the North State for us from here to Willows.
Okay. if you're south of Willows, you're not North State.
Yeah, right. So anyway,
Cornyn, you're out of it.
We see different groups of animals that would be in the rodeo. And so we were talking about stock contractors, and you said at one point, this is at the break, share with our listeners, there may have been one or two for the entire rodeo season?
Well, especially like Red Bluff and even Redding. Christensen Brothers were a rodeo company before we got involved or in it. And then Flying U Rodeo Company out of Marysville. And so they would come together at Red Bluff. So for years, those were the two stock contractors. And the theory is now is multiple stock contractors. So Red Bluff has, I believe, 8 this year. And the reason being is the cost of traveling and expenses that these cowboys have. They need to know that they have a chance to win some money. And when you have the lesser herds that are there, you always have your top end, and then pretty soon your middle and your bottom. And nowadays, if these cowboys are coming from everywhere, they need to know that they have a shot. And so you're always looking for the top end. And then I think committees are starting to realize that our fan base also deserves to see the best livestock that they can see at that rodeo. So now you have 8 stock contractors at Red Bluff, and it pretty much guarantees that every cowboy has a shot of winning that rodeo, or at least placing, because of the cost of traveling. Because a lot of those cowboys now, they don't have any real strong rules, but they don't have to show up. So when they know that they have something drawn that they can.
Because they draw ahead of time.
They draw.
So they know what bull they're going to be riding.
And so if they know that the cost of airline tickets or traveling or anything is so high that it's better for them to just stay home and pay a $50 fine for not coming.
How are the bulls selected? In other words, when a bull comes into the pen, is there a specific, like, oh, that's 23 or whatever the name is, it's going to come into the pen, and Jack so-and-so is going to ride it. How is that selected?
Okay, so we have a main office in Colorado Springs, and the PRCA has an office, and they also have what they call ProCom, and the cowboys enter through that, and the stock contractor sends. So say at Red Bluff we have 20 bull riders the first night. So since we know already that we have 20 bull riders, we need 21, 22 in case we have a re-ride, bulls for that. And so we send that in. Excuse me.
That's all right.
But
God is calling.
Right. I hope that is. I hope he's not looking for me.
That's right.
But anyway.
You hope you're not riding tonight.
Right. So
we try to correct you.
Anyway,
23 bulls, not Procom, 22.
Procom, it's all computerized. Lloyd Freya is our livestock boss at Red Bluff. And so the livestock boss gets all the livestock from all the contractors, and then he starts putting in the, you know, the 22 bulls that we need for that day, and he'll send it into the Procom, and then through a computerized random draw, those cowboys will draw that, those livestock that's out that night. So those 20 guys, those 22 bulls. And, in doing so, then they can call in about 3 days ahead of time and find out what they have drawn. And then they can make that decision. Can I win money on that? Usually, if you're a bull rider, though, you don't want to turn out, because if you can even make a qualified ride, you usually place at that rodeo. So you have very few turnouts in the bull ride unless they're hurt, which almost every week somebody is hurt. So anyway.
Now, we also talked about the quality of bulls. That, you know, you've been raising bulls.
Right.
And we talk about this every time, and I love it. The quality of bulls far exceeds some of the riders' abilities. And you literally have different levels of bulls.
You do.
That you can put into a rodeo.
You know, Donnie Kish, he's like a brother in our family. He raises bucking bulls, and he's still raising bucking bulls, even though we're not in the rodeo business anymore. But the thing is, when I rode, when you rode, a bull.
Wait a minute. No. There's a difference between you riding and me during the practice rounds, my three
okay,
attempts.
You got on.
I got on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know the feeling that
You know what? It is an right. adrenaline rush.
It is.
It's kind of like combat, but quicker.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, the bulls today are 100 times ranker than they were when I was riding in the 70s. And through Donnie Kish's program and other people, that it's a big thing now is raising bucking bulls. And so a lot of people out there raising bucking bulls. And so nowadays, there are so many ranked bulls that you don't see these guys ride very often. But I do believe that there is many good bull riders today as there was in the 70s or 60s or whenever. But, you know, because we're older, we claim that they just don't ride like they used to. But.
Well, I've seen rodeos where you've had, when it goes, you know, 10 riders in the bull event, and you may have only three, you know, complete the
total,
8 seconds. Because, and I remember what you said that day is, those bulls, when they're bred, the first time they go into that chute, they're looking out, they know what they're
They've
supposed
been there.
To do.
It's like a bird dog or something like that, that they just know that's what they're supposed to do. And they're just so much ranker than they used to be.
Cool, correct me if I heard you right. Before, you were saying that 3 days out, before they ride, they know the bull they're going to ride.
Right.
So it's kind of like a fighter who watches tape on their opponent and just looks at the way, whatever the particular actions are.
Which way he's going to spin when he comes out.
And then, right. And they have to mentally kind of figure out how's my body going to move. And boom, in the live moment, in that second.
You got it.
Totally two different things.
So, you know, when I was a kid 50 years ago, you had a, you know, what they call them, Super 8 camera then.
Yeah, yeah.
And it took a week or two to get the film back. These kids with these phones now, they have them all over the place. And now, you know, we just came from Logandale, Nevada last weekend. And I have a nephew that is rodeoing right now. But he can call any of his buddies and they'll go, hey, his name is JC. And so JC had this bull last week. And so that guy will call him and JC's got a film on it. So he will, on his phone, you know, within seconds, that kid that has that bull drawn has a film of that bull bucking. And so they can form a plan.
And this is the other thing about rodeo that people don't realize. They help each other out a lot.
All
the riders help each other out in all the different disciplines there. They're helping. You can watch them. Other contestants are helping them get on the horses or the bulls. And I mean, this is...
It's like a cowboy code.
There is. I wasn't raised in any other sport but rodeo. But everybody is there to help each other. You know, they might have their different, you know, opinions of each other when they're not in the arena. But when they're rodeoing, anybody will pull your bull rope. Anybody will coach you through something. Remember that this bull goes left right there, or he goes right there, and, you know, and to be ready. And then those kids are all behind the chutes hollering and screaming at that kid. Even though he's going to beat him, they're still hollering for him, because it's not just the winning. It's the competition of that cowboy against that animal. And when you see a really rank bull bucking and a guy making a great bull ride, it just lights the fire of everybody.
Oh,
there.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, we got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with John Grounding and Ruth Nichols, and we're going to talk about what's happening at the rodeo instead of just stories here. We should have started you at 7 o'clock. And we could go to 9 o'clock.
Absolutely.
But you're right, John.
Every day of the week.
You need to come back on other times when it's not, you know,
just
rodeo.
Right,
yeah,
right.
There's a lot of things to talk about.
45 years in this, well, 50 years actually, because I rodeoed, you know, I rode bulls and everything. I have so much history inside of me.
I know.
About Redding, about John Balma and the Redding Rodeo Committee and the Asphalt Cowboys. And
have
there
you,
are so
have
many
you
great
put this
things.
Down?
Yeah.
Have you
yeah,
done
yeah,
like
yeah.
an oral history?
No, everybody keeps telling me I need to write something.
Yeah.
You don't need to write it now. All you have to do is you can talk into your computer and it'll type it for you.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't know how to start the computer. They had punch cards when I was in college.
We should go to a cabin someplace, have some
right.
cocktails,
oh,
and then put
right.
the tape recorder on for like
and
3 days.
And just start talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just start talking, and then we'll have somebody put it together. Okay, we got to take a quick break.
We got tickets for Sunday, Easter Sunday for the rodeo. Come join us. We're going to be there as well.
You'll be sitting with us.
605-4567. Love to have you join us. Two tickets. Give us a call.
We'll be right back.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No!
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's DISH services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep plot, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but it ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney, paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song.
All right.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Hey, it's Red Bluff Roundup Week.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got Ruth Nichols here, who is the one that puts out all the information, and John Groundy, who has all the information. And we could talk to him, man. We could talk to John for hours, and he's got stories. But now, Ruth, what's happening?
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. 101st edition this year. Red Bluff Roundup, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. New this year, Tomas. Tomas Garcilaso, our Mexican charro. I would say he is the best charro probably in the nation.
He has won in Mexico. Yeah.
Yes.
Many world championships. Share with us, charro.
Are we talking about the whole look with the conchos up the side and the, give us a visual.
He ropes. He does all the fancy trick roping that is part of the charro tradition. Wears all the clothes, just like you said. He's got this horse that is amazing. This is a quarter horse. It's a stallion. I forget a registered name. This horse has 40,000 friends on Facebook.
The horse alone, yes. I wonder if we can get him as a friend on ours.
I mean, the horse is gorgeous. The mane on that horse goes almost down to the ground. I mean, he's just beautiful. And then Tomas has this little boy who's 7, their son, and he goes out and ropes with his dad. So it's like Tomas and mini me.
Mm.
And right there is the worth the price of admission just to see Tomas.
Oh, gosh.
He's good.
Can't wait to see it. Now.
But there's so much going on with Red Bluff. You know, you don't dare look away because it's not just rodeo action in the arena. The horse races are going on. There's always something happening. So you're never bored.
Let me see. Wow. You've got wild pony races now.
Yeah, they've had them for, I think this is the third or fourth year.
Third or fourth year.
There's a lot of local kids that are 10, 11, 12 years old. And so they get in this, and all they have to do is that there's a 3-man team and they hold it, and then one of the kids, all you got to do is get on, and once he's on,
that's it. Well, that's good.
Right.
That's good.
And so usually they go flying off. But it is cute to watch because they'll be dragging those kids out through the arena. And all the kids that are in it are kids that are local kids that people know. So it's like the mutton busting.
That's my favorite.
Right. Yeah. Because people know those kids. They know their family and stuff. And it's just a great event.
Well, now, it is a great event. And you said the 101st year. Yeah. And unfortunately, even though you had it last year, with COVID on and all that, you still did well last year.
Yeah. Broke records across the board in everything. Not just attendance, but in beer sales and concession sales and everything.
People were like, we're done with being shut in. We're going to Northern
California. That's why we live here.
That's it. You know, I mean, it's like... Mask. I don't need those stinking masks.
There's some still tickets available for the concert.
Yes. Chancey Williams. I'm glad
you
brought
Williams.
Him up. Yes.
And
Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. And there's Friday night tickets still available. And Sunday. So we encourage you. We do have a couple more tickets we're going to be giving away for Sunday, Easter Sunday. There's Cowboy Church at 10. Doors open at 11. Can you tell us about how strict is the clear bag policy?
Don't bring something up that you got to walk all the way back to your car to leave. So
they just
want
to be able to see what's inside.
You have bag checkers.
Yes.
All right.
And you know that's for safety and for a lot of different things there. Unfortunately, we've come to that point.
Don't bring a gun to the party.
Fabulous. It's sad, but you know what?
Yeah.
But that's the world we live in.
Well, they have that in the theaters as well now. They're starting to have a clear bag policy. So,
and one more thing.
Yes.
Buy your tickets online. And go to redbluffroundup.com. Don't go to a third party because we can't guarantee that those tickets are valid.
Right.
And they're going to charge you more.
They might.
They're counterfeit tickets. Yep. So you go to redbluffroundup.com or call 527-1000. But if you go online, but if you don't go online, then you just call 527-1000, and it gives, you know, you can get them over the phone, too.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Like Linda said, we were out there, and you just don't understand how much work goes into putting on one of these, the Red Bluff Roundup or the Reading Rodeo, until you get associated with it. My God. And most of the people, well, almost all, everybody's a volunteer.
Yes.
And, you know, and then you have the pros, like John Grun.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
he only knew.
Well, you know what? I just
the Tiger Woods.
Right.
The Tiger Woods.
Now, I never went to the national finals in the bull riding. So.
Now, you go to... You go, though.
You go.
Well,
we
had livestock there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, so... of course, the famous, your famous bull, and the, you know, that is still out there.
Legendary.
Really is. All, you know, all these
Red
kids.
Rock.
Lane Frost.
Yeah.
More so than Red Rock. Is these kids all grow up watching the movie 8 Seconds. And that's probably why I get to associate with them so much. But to this day, Lane Frost is, you know, just huge. And kids follow that. You see more Christian cowboys nowadays because of the death of Lane Frost and his mom carrying on that tradition. I think we've talked about that before, but it's really something to see. And Redding holds the distinction of the first time that Red Rock was ever ridden by Lane Frost.
In the gate that was opened for that is down there on display. I don't know if you knew that, but
no,
I didn't know it until I was power washing,
right.
And I looked at it and I went, oh my gosh, this is it.
Oh wow.
Well, you're right though, John, is, you know, rodeo is America. This is ours.
It is, 100%.
This is ours. And you think that for how long, you know, how long it's been going on.
Jazz and rodeo.
And yet, rodeos keep growing and they keep being more of them and more people are introduced to it. When you play the national anthem, there's nobody sitting down in there.
Right. I think America is looking for something stable and the American cowboy brings that stability to our country. And, you know, we've gone off in different directions and thoughts and processes, but you can see we always gravitate back to that cowboy code or that cowboy way of life. And you don't have to wear a cowboy hat and you don't have to be in boots or anything, but you're a cowboy. And just how you handle yourself, your mannerisms and everything else say I'm a cowboy.
Yeah, because, you know, the code is, you know, is being respectful.
Right. Respectful.
And take in of everything. And
just simple things like yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, or opening the door for anybody. You know, just so many kind things. And people recognize that. I do it all the time. And almost every time, somebody that wasn't raised right, I guess, won't thank you for opening a door. But the majority of people will thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
that.
We have a show the fourth Thursday of every month, my friend Ted Leidy and I. And we call it Man Up. And what it's about is being a man in the right sense of the word. And one of these days, we're going to have you on, John.
And so we can talk
about that.
We need to
be respectful of women, to take responsibility for your actions. That is so huge.
That needs to be a class, a freshman class in high school.
Yeah.
That, like an orientation. We were just talking about that today. That these kids need to know, you know, because they weren't taught at home. So somebody has to help them. And then to back to what we were talking about, other things, is what's coming at you down the road and how you're going to handle that when it gets there. And kids just don't know, and you walk right into it because you don't know, and you make the wrong choices.
You have to prepare. You have to prepare our children.
Right.
Because by the time they're, you know, they finish high school, and if they aren't ready, and because it's going to be hitting them beforehand, making the right decision. Like you said, when you were young, well, I'd smoke and drink and all this. Well, now they are facing so many other things.
So bring them to the rodeo, because you bring it back to what you see at the rodeo, and that's kindness, consideration, respect. They talk about the animals, love the guys. Who are the announcers that ride around in the ring and get everybody involved? You bring the kids involved when they do the videos and the stands, and everybody feels like it's a great family adventure.
You don't know how many fathers tell me that they wish they had a place where they could have a horse that their daughter could grow up with, you know, because of the responsibility that creates, the consequences that happen if you don't do the right thing with your animals and stuff. There's so many things that a kid can learn by raising an animal.
Mm-hmm. So much. And a large animal. You know, that's, you know, we've
run
out of
it. Not a dog or a cat, right?
Yeah, not a dog or a cat. and that's why, you know, the FFA, and they're raising sheep and hogs and calves.
FFA, one of the greatest programs.
What did I say? FHA? I meant FFA.
Yeah, who served the food yesterday at the luncheon.
And we have run out of time.
Yeah.
Again.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Red Bluff Roundup, we're going to give away some more tickets.
Sunday, if you want to join us for Easter.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The concert still hasn't sold out yet.
Correct.
Still a few tickets, but I think the rodeo sold out on Saturday.
Saturday afternoon.
Right. Saturday afternoon is sold out, but when we're going to give away these tickets, you're going to be sitting with us.
Yeah.
We're all going to be there together.
Got a couple rows, so we'll be able to throw popcorn at each other. 605-4567. Come join us on Easter Sunday. Actually, you can attend church before if you want to, but the gates open at 11:30, but the rodeo starts at 1:30.
Right.
So we'd love to have you join us. Give us a call. And thank you so much for joining us, Ruth and John.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Right. Always thank you for having us.
Hey, when we come back, we've got Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Today is the second forum tonight at the for the candidates.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
We'll let the lawyers decide internationally whether or not it qualifies. But it sure seems that way to me.
Mr. Biden says there's mounting evidence that Russia's actions amount to genocide, and he accuses Vladimir Putin of trying to wipe out the idea of even being a Ukrainian. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Labor Department reports that wholesale prices surged a record 11.2% last month from 1 year earlier. On Wall Street, stocks higher this hour. Right now, the Dow is up 92 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 126 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we our United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Looks like New York Governor Kathy Hochul is in the market for a new lieutenant.
New York Democratic Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin resigned after being arrested and indicted on charges in connection with his alleged participation in a scheme to obtain campaign contributions in exchange for securing a state grant. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she accepted Brian Benjamin's resignation effective immediately. Benjamin finished fourth in the 2021 Democratic primary for New York City Comptroller, a campaign in which prosecutors now say he sought and received illegal contributions. Benjamin is also accused of lying on a background check that followed Hochul's decision to make him her top deputy. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Group of leading economic think tanks slashing its forecast for growth in Germany this year. predicting that Europe's largest economy will expand by 2.7% as Russia's war in Ukraine weighs on its prospects. The think tanks forecast an even worse performance if Russian gas supplies are suddenly cut off. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Union says fatigue becoming a serious safety issue.
Union leaders say poor scheduling practices led to a 330% jump last month in the number of pilots asking to be relieved of flight assignments because of fatigue. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association, which is in contract negotiations, claims the fatigue is at record levels and is the airline's number one safety threat. In an open letter to Southwest Airlines CEO Robert Jordan and other executives, the union leaders wrote that the problem started last summer as passenger numbers returned to near pre-pandemic levels. There was no immediate response by Southwest. Unions across the airline industry have been calling on the companies to hire more pilots. I'm Tim McGuire.
The number of new coronavirus cases and deaths reported to the World Health Organization has fallen for the third week in a row. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, it's the 13th of April, 2022, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Number one in so many areas. Emergency care, preventative care, cardiac care. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
It's Peach Cobbler Day. And you didn't bring one in.
What else?
Oh, sorry.
I know. Gosh, wouldn't that be good right now?
It would.
Dad, remember last time we were in Sacramento, we had a peach pie. Guess what he wanted in the morning?
He had peach pie. Well, at 90 years old, you eat dessert first. Come on.
Absolutely. Anyway, have a cocktail.
Hey, what's the weather look like?
Well, it looks like we've...
I'm getting ready for you. I was ready for you to read that.
Absolutely. Slight chance of showers, then about 58 will be our highs today. I'm in turtleneck. Weird. Overnight lows of 44. Tomorrow calls for 58 with showers once again. Overnight lows of 46. Friday showers likely with a high of 63. And Sunday showers 64. Saturday night chance of showers and partly cloudy with 43. And Sunday 71. So if you're out and about.
It's 46 right now.
If you're out and about and you're going to the rodeo, take your poncho. Take your rain poncho. I mean, just bundle up. Cover your ears, take your rain poncho, it'll be a lot of fun. We've done that before. We've actually, in the Reading Rodeo, we've sat in the pouring rain, and we just sat there and said, if the Marines can come out, and all of the flag girls can come out on their horses in the pouring rain, and sit there at attention, so can we. So, that's where we were at. You know, a lot of people fled from the stands, but last year, we were surprised to see how many people at the Reading Rodeo actually stayed in the stands when that big outpour happened.
The year before that when it rained so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it rained so hard. There was just you and me. And this is where you discover those
two friends.
Those $2, those $2 ponchos.
Yeah.
They work kind of.
Yes.
And they're just long enough so that you can kind of sit on them, but then the water runs down the back and pools in the seat with you.
Yeah.
But the one I always remember is this young lady holding a flag.
Yes.
And the rain was pouring. All the girls with flags.
Lined up to hit the
rain. They were out there, and they were hunched up. Their heads were over. Mm-hmm. The rain is pouring down.
But downpour.
But when it started the grand entry, boom, they were up.
Yep.
And those horses took off, and it
rain
was.
Rain or shine, they're doing it.
And you're surprised how hard those cowboys hang on to those in that horse so they don't hit the ground, because when they hit the ground, they slid about 30 feet.
Right.
So, anyway, that's not going to rain this weekend, and it's going to be a beautiful rodeo for the Reading rodeo.
Showers thing. Likely. It doesn't say rain. It says showers likely. Eh, so
showers.
Just be prepared. Showers
I
here and there.
I spit on your showers.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Jake.
Man, it's time to cowboy up. I was actually this weekend working in the backyard and doing my weekend warrior stuff, and I was thinking about, there was just the smell of the ragweed or something like that that reminded me that it's rodeo season, and I started thinking about John Growney. And I've come into the studio today, and there he is, the man, the myth,
yeah,
right
yep,
there.
The man, the myth.
Yep. The man, the myth, the legend, soon to be a movie.
Does he have a SAG card? Because he should, you know, from the old 8 seconds. I remember talking to him about that years ago, that movie with Lane Frost and, Lane Frost and Red Rock. And he said his response was classic, John, where he goes, I think they named the movie after the length of my part. In it, it was about 8 seconds. But
well, you know, John,
it's good stuff.
With the background he has, seventh generation, plus all the things he's done, I would love for him to just sit down in front of a microphone and just talk, and then let somebody, an editor, edit this.
We're still talking about him.
He's still here. I take back everything I said, John.
We're just talking about
you know what? He may be gone, but see, his presence is still there.
It so is.
He's got enough for three different personalities that are still walking through the room.
He told me something else, and I don't know if I'm just repeating what he already said, but I remember when they came across Red Rock and how special that that bull was. He said, there's this old legend in cowboy in rodeo that a former rodeo cowboy, when he dies, sometimes he'll be reincarnated as a bucking bull. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's all good stuff.
Well, they said, if you believe in reincarnation, what do you want to be? And somebody said, I want to be a bucking bull, a good one. And they said, you travel all over the country, you get your choice, you get great food, you get to see things, and you only work maybe six minutes a year. Maybe not even that much. If you're really good, it's less.
When I was a kid, my dad would take me down when he was still doing sports, which were the good days for Channel 7, and we would go to the Red Bluff Roundup, and he would actually have me sit right above the chutes. Uh-huh. And I'd see these giant animals come up and then the cowboys and what they would do, and they would put their hands and the glove underneath the rope, and it was just like you would see in the movie. It was like, okay boys, and then they'd open up the gate and there we would go. And I mean, that was an intimidating thrill for me as a kid, so I've been kind of hooked on that ever since.
Well, you know what, you ought to do it again, because it'd probably be still a pretty intimidating thrill. And if you look at all, and I didn't mention it, but if you look at all the bull riders, not all of them, of course, you can't say that, but most of them, they're John Growney size. They are like Olympic sized gymnasts who are all just, they're smaller. Their center of gravity is down there. And then so you've got a 150 pound young man riding a ton of bull. And when they come out, and these bulls are bred, and we had one show where he talked about, he says, frankly, these bulls are bred to buck. And in some cases, they've progressed a lot further than a lot of the riders. He said, there's still, a lot of good riders, but these bulls have progressed it's tough to ride.
It's pretty awesome. So when you think about the Red Bluff Roundup, the Cottonwood Rodeo and the Reading Rodeo and the season that we're in right now, it's a pretty special time. And in our world at the Chamber, and now in tourism too, I got a question asked to me, and they said, what's uniquely Reading? And I thought about that, and this was our New York-based media agency asking us this question. And right away I went to the Asphalt Cowboys, because where else are you going to find a group of guys that stage a bank robbery, the whole community gets involved, we try to find the loot, we unmask the Lone Stranger and Sidekick that are usually prominent figures in the community and all of this, and then, of course, the rodeo itself and the pancake breakfast with 10,000 of your friends. So rodeo week in and of itself in Reading, I think, is probably, it could be argued maybe, the most unique thing about our community.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't want to add into this the Reading Rodeo Association. This is one of the top 25 rodeos in America out of all the hundreds of rodeos. Yep. And it's put on by volunteers. And they work their butts off on this. And they put on a great event. And so working with the Asphalt Cowboys for that whole week, you know, starting with the the street dance and the steak feed and everything that goes along that week. Yeah, there we've got a bunch of people here that, you know, when you say Americana.
Yes.
And so your choice there was a great choice.
Some of those days when you're got the red at the Redding Rodeo and you see the you know, now in more modern times, the Sundial Bridge off in the distance and everything and the sun setting and just a beautiful setting there. Yeah, so my cowboy hat is off to the men and women in the red shirts and the yellow shirts.
There you go. They love this. They love this community. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about the forum tonight.
Yes,
and
the one
last week too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good thing that what you're doing here.
This has been a great partnership. Last week couldn't have been better, and I woke up with a pep in my step because I knew we were in for a real fun night tonight too at the Sheraton. With five candidates for District 5.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds exciting.
Now, this portion of the show brought to you, Mike Huber just called from Oregon, where he's doing something up there, and he's got two tickets. He won two tickets.
The State Granite, right?
Yeah, State
Granite, and we're going to be we've given all the tickets away, so both of our little rows, the segments of our rows, are gone.
Yep. But we're all going to have a good time. We're all going to be down there together at the Red Bluff Roundup on Sunday. But Mike Huber, State Granite, has been doing this for over 20 years. And he is a, besides just being a very local guy, a veteran-owned business, he runs his business with attention to detail and an eye for perfection. He can work to get your home done. And here's the best thing, on schedule. That's right. So many times people will come in there and months later you're still waiting. Well, Mike's going to get it done. He's going to get it done right. He's going to get it done to your specifications. You can get with him for a free consultation, and your kitchen and or bathroom or other rooms are just going to be beautiful. He worked on our kitchen and it is just a work of art. He works by appointments only, so give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. We'll be right back with Jake Mix.
Years back in an unknown place, a little bull was born with a dark red face. In the pen he was gentle, but in the chute, a bucking motion. Mind over matter keeps you on parade. It doesn't matter when they open that gate for this living explosion with the dark red shell.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio at Carl and DeBot 820 on the 13th of April. It's 46 degrees out there. Looks like we could get some rain. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, a great place to get your jewelry. They have a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. It's Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday. We're here with the CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce, Jake Mangus. And Jake is, tonight, we're having, part two of the supervisors forum. Last Wednesday, we had the first district, three candidates, Kimberly Vollmers, Aaron Reznor, and Kevin Cry. And tonight, we've got five.
Yes, we do. And it was really great last Wednesday, by the way. We had, I mean, maybe I'm overestimating, but we had well over 100 people in the room.
Well, you had,
community.
You had every chair filled up and there were people standing.
Yeah. And then we had the live, simulcast broadcast, from KCNR, which added to the, gravitas of the room. And also, a live video crew that is currently putting together the video from the first forum, and they'll be there again tonight at the Sheraton. The doors open at 4:30. We'll have a meet and greet with all five candidates, and I'm going to let you know who they are in a moment. And then we'll start the forum at 5:30, and it should be done, I'd say, about 7:30, because we just have more questions, more time to answer the questions, I should say.
Yeah, and well, you've got, because you have five candidates, last time was three. And by the way, the next morning, you can go to our website, and if you weren't able to listen to it that night or be there, you can hear the whole thing on our website.
And that's a real great tool for us, because there will be a delay in getting that video out, and people will probably be there. I know I saw Rally Sally with her live video going, I believe, on social media, so there'll probably be some folks in the crowd doing that too, but it may not be the same. I can say it won't be the same sound quality that you'll get from KCNR's recording. So here are the five District 5 candidates. Remember, Les Baugh decided he's not going to seek re-election, so it's an open seat. The first one is Frank A. Labou, and it says he's from Shingletown, I believe. Let me take a look at that, double-check it. Actually, I'm not going to be able to confirm that because it says on the official candidates list here, there's no information there. But I did talk to him this week, and he is confirmed. All five will be with us. He's listed as a businessman, contractor, and inventor. Then the second candidate is Alex Madrigal, and I know he is from Shingletown. He doesn't have anything listed as far as a profession. He has run in the past for, I don't know if it was supervisor, but he has been involved in local politics in the past. The third candidate, Colt Roberts. Colt is a truck driver from Cottonwood. The fourth candidate is Baron Browning. Baron is well known to us. He is the current mayor of Anderson and has been involved with Anderson City Council for many years. And then the final candidate is Chris Kellstrom. He's a retired business manager. And so all five of these candidates are going to be with us tonight on the stage. We're going to do what we did last week, where we're going to ask the same questions that I asked last week of the District 1 candidates. I thought about tweaking them or going with new questions to keep them on their toes, but then I started thinking, you know, what would be the justification of really changing the questions? The issues are very consistent, and remember, they came out as a result of the membership survey of the Reading Chamber of Commerce members. So to stay true to our word about these questions reflecting the results of that survey, I thought, let's just keep it consistent. True, these candidates had a week to prepare to answer, where the District 1 candidates were surprised with the questions that night. It was the first time they had heard them because we didn't release them in advance. So there could be a certain advantage. But since District 1 candidates and District 5 candidates are not competing against one another, I felt like it still is a fair and equal opportunity, at least for the candidates in District 5. If they wanted to know what the questions were, they had a way to either attend, listen to the recording, find it on social media, you know, all of that stuff. But there will be no surprises that way. We're going to be talking about public safety and the sheriff's wagon wheel of justice proposal. You'll hear questions about affordable housing, about mental health and homelessness, about leadership, and then also about how do you as a supervisor, how can you, I just got distracted by your belt buckle for a second there. Linda, that's a really cool belt buckle.
Yeah, it's Linda, anyway, not Carl. He's not looking at my belt
buckle. No.
Chicks and chaps.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's sparkling. It's bedazzled.
It's chicks and chaps.
Yeah, 65th anniversary, yeah. A commemorative buckle, and a nice matching belt, too, I might say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, that's what Linda does, right?
So then. Accessorize.
What day is it? I forgot. Where am I? Okay. So, and then the final, you know, thought here is catastrophic drought and wildfires. How does the county, how do you as a supervisor ensure that people, particularly in small water districts, are able to get water delivered to them? What do we do to mitigate catastrophic wildfire as well?
We just had a fire, as we know, there on North Market in that canyon. I'm pretty sure it's in that canyon.
Well, and then the photo, of course, shows, I have to say it this way, a frickin' barbecue.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking full size, like a propane barbecue out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the fire started now, if I know you remember, is that's burnt before, and it went all the way down to Turtle Bay from that fire up there and burnt out some of Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to get our arms around this because they're saying it's going to be another bad season, maybe the worst.
Yeah.
They say that every year.
Yeah, you're right. They do say it every year.
And you're right, though. Yeah, that's the thing.
If you have, if we had a heavy winter, we would have had a lot of vegetation, you know.
Yeah.
And then, if you know, in the absence of water, you got a lot of dry flash fuels out there. So I would take a heavier, wet winter than a dry one, just because I think there's a shorter time window when things are really a tinderbox out there.
Yeah.
But this year, oh, man, I'm just glad.
Well,
other than the rodeo,
getting
some rain is good.
Yeah.
Okay, back to this.
Well, yeah, and they need to be able to answer these questions. For, you know, we have people on. The first time they're on, we can let them wave top stuff because it's the first time on and all this. The second time on, though, I start getting into specifics.
Sure.
You know, how are you going to do this? You know, oh, you want to do this? Well, how are you going to do this? Where are you going to get the money for this? And have them explain it.
Yeah.
In the last, and changing gears here for a second, and in the last forum, last Wednesday, by the way, Jake, I have to compliment you on how you ran the forum. It was very, very organized. You have a sense of humor and all that, but the gloves came off early.
They did,
and there were some fireballs being thrown by both sides. I expect that's going to happen again.
I felt in the room, you could tell that there were two main camps with us. There was the Reznor camp and the Cry camp, and Kimberly Vollmer's
sitting in the middle.
Well. Yeah. She looked at me and she goes, "You want me to sit in between them, don't you?"
And, you know, preemptively she like says that. It was like having Switzerland.
Yeah. There. So I said, "You know, I wouldn't say no, Kimberly. Go ahead and take your seat." And so that really did help just with the physical separation, because the staging at the Sheraton puts those chairs very close to each other.
And yet we're going to have to expand the stage out. And yeah.
So this is free to the public.
This is free to the public.
And it's tonight.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to witness or come in and see a beautiful location, first of all, and be there while the process takes place. Be part of the process.
Yeah.
Attend this debate.
And because, especially because we've got, you know, live radio involved too, people have asked me, well, why don't you allow for real-time questions from the audience and all this kind of stuff?
We heard that too.
And the reason is that we want to control be respectful of everyone's time, but also we give you, as a participant, an hour in advance of the forum start to do a meet and greet. So if you have questions that you want to ask of the candidates, you can go visit with them. And then if something sparks during the forum, and it sparks another question that you'd like to ask, the candidates have been really gracious about hanging around afterwards and visiting with people and answering their questions that way. These are the types of scenarios where I've said this before, you could reach out to any one of them and say, "I'd like to meet you for coffee because I've got some issues I'd like to discuss with you," and I'm sure they'd take that meeting. We have access to these candidates. And that's one of the roles of the chamber, especially going forward, is we want to give you that access, connect you with the candidates. And tonight is particularly through the business lens. And again, it comes from the results of a survey we did of our members over the last month. We asked a few questions. One, we said, of the following 10 issues that we know are affecting your business, please tell us how much they're affecting your business. And just like we've seen in the media in the last 24 hours with consumer price index increases and inflation, that's been the number one issue, is the cost of goods and inflation. And then they get into the things you'd expect, like property crimes and people living out in the open, unsheltered in the community, and all of that kind of stuff too.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We're here with Jake Manga, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the forum tonight for the 5th District Supervisors. Doors open at 4:30 at the Sheraton. It's going to go to probably around 7:30. We're not going to hold that exactly, but we're going to be down there with KCNR. We're going to broadcast the entire forum. We provide that and the sound so people can hear it out there via our station here. 8:31 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility, they provide their team of experts preventative care and screening of high-risk patients. And they work with the family to provide high-quality care throughout any hospitalization to discharge at the Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. There's so many other things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is number one in, and this is just one of them. It's your health, your choice, my friends. We'll be right back.
I found a picture of you. Of my world at night, to a place in the past we've been cast out of. Oh, now we're back in the fight.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with a USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Welcome back to our morning show here on KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Carla Linda Bott, and this is Your Talk Radio, 1460.com as well. All of our Red Bluff Roundup tickets are now given away. So we're in Section 11, Row 4 and 5. We're going to see there on Easter Sunday. It looks like I'm going to do a quick forecast here. High 58, overnight lows at 44. It's about 48 degrees right now. Thursday showers once again. Friday showers. Saturday 64 and showers. And Sunday mostly sunny with a high of 71. So as we look at the forecast, we've got these little gray boxes that just say, okay, 90%, 90%, 75%, you know. So we've got showers. So dress appropriately. And if you're going to the rodeo, which we hope you get that opportunity and that experience, make sure you bring a poncho, bundle up. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. They are senior and veteran discounts. They're in Anderson. We love our locally owned businesses because they are so embedded in the community doing wonderful things. And that's the Kinney family.
And speaking of that, Cypress Square Barbershop is bringing us this segment. And that is located right off of Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, 244-9478. The only place I've had my hair cut in Redding, California. You know, we're here with Jake Mangus.
The newscaster's haircut.
The news, you know, just go in and say.
It's the radio host.
I want the Carlbot here.
Yeah, there we go. If only that was an option for me.
And you lost that several years ago. if you'd like, when next time I get my haircut, I can bring it to you in an envelope.
Okay, that would be fine.
You can paste it on.
Yes. We're here. Lots of love from Carl.
Oh, jeez.
We're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce.
Or was it the Hair Club for Men? Okay, all right. Okay, I'll stop.
We can spray the top of your head to knock the glare
remember
off.
That? The spray.
Do you remember that? It'd spray, you know, and it'd make your hair fuller, but it would cover up the bare spots.
And then you could cut it with the Flowbee, which was on the movie Wayne's World. So, sorry, I'm 11 years old watching Wayne's World in my brain right now. And they said, it's the suck cut. And then Mike Myers looks at the camera and he goes, well, it certainly does suck. Anyway, okay, go ahead. Let's come back from that.
Okay, let's talk about something that's happening
this
here.
This is a true professional in the studio today. All right, go ahead.
They're meeting again on the possible sale. Down at the Civic Auditorium.
Oh, yes.
And the Rodeo Grounds, the Chamber of Commerce, I'm sorry, the City Council put out a survey also, and you've put out a survey several times too. It's down to what, 29 acres, 22 acres?
Yeah, the only two parcels we're talking about, or they're talking about, I mean, we as the collective community, is the Redding Civic Auditorium and the Rodeo Grounds.
Right.
Not the riparian zone that's along the river. They would do their best to avoid, of course, indigenous burial grounds and things like that. So this is really a redevelopment project because we're talking about two parcels that have already been developed. So
it's changed quite a bit since the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why I think people are confused about it is that as part of this process, they have to identify the surrounding adjacent parcels that would be affected directly by any kind of redevelopment. So the map that was released initially gave a false impression that it was a much larger area when really it was just these two parcels, the Civic Auditorium and the Rodeo Grounds. And of course, where we're at now is the City Council on Tuesday is going to be presented with the question whether or not they would like to declare the property surplus. Now, that doesn't mean that the property is not usable or useful to our community. It's simply a legal term that is part of a process of this type of a redevelopment effort. The thing that I've learned along the way is that this is a very long process with many off-ramps for the council and the community. So by them making a decision to declare the property surplus doesn't mean it's a done deal whatsoever. It just means they can now move forward with a negotiation process. The community will be able to listen to that proposal on or the statements regarding surplus property would be a better way of putting it on Tuesday at the City Council meeting itself. Give public comment and follow along closely. But when I visited with City Council members about this, their level of comfort, depending upon which one you're talking to, they know that they've got a future off-ramp, many of them, where they could say, okay, time out, not cool with this anymore. But at least giving the group that's been assembled the chance to make their pitch is what they're hoping, the proposed group would like to have happen.
Well, the thing about it is now with this new, you know, under the surplus land, you've got to offer it to affordable housing. I'm not sure how that works with this when you're trying to rebuild,
redevelop or whatever.
Redevelop a convention center in a rodeo grounds. I mean, how do you offer that out to affordable housing?
Yeah, it's as far as I know, and I'm going to give you my inch deep, mile wide again commentary on this, which is
I am. Yeah, I can talk about anything until you peel the onion two layers and that point I'm lost.
Yeah, so this is dangerous here, but I'll just say that as I understand it, it is part of the caveat in California for declaring land surplus that if you are to go forward with a redevelopment of said property, there has to be an affordable housing element to what you put in that location. It's a certain small percentage of the overall project, but it's part of, and I would say probably, right, it would probably be California lawmakers sometime in the past said, we're going to go ahead and add that to this so that we have to include affordable housing in what we do in the state because of the housing, affordable housing deficit that we're facing. Now, what does that mean and what does it look like in reality for us? I've heard people involved in the project who, of course, are trying to make the case that this is a good thing to do. They're saying affordable housing could look like artists in residency units where you'd have artists come to town. And we know my wife's has an art degree. They affectionately call themselves starving artists for a reason because not a lot of them are making lots of money.
So there'd be a place there they could stay?
Yeah, a place they would be able to stay. Let's say that you've got like a residential unit up above a gallery, and that residential unit would house artists that would stay in our community for a period of time, and then they would showcase their work down below in the gallery. That's an example. That's not the norm of affordable housing, and I think what you would find is you would find units similar to what we are seeing in downtown Reading, where this is not the projects. Instead, these are young professionals, retirees, working families. You know, even the building downtown that's 1551 Market Street that was just finished a couple years ago, you can make nearly $90,000 a year and still qualify to live in those units. So these are not, as a household, so these are not, people living on the fringes of society, on many public benefits. These are people that have jobs, by and large, or these are retirees living on their Social Security and in these buildings. So anyway, I know I'm belaboring that point a lot. Most of this project, which was they're talking $500 million or more over 10 years, would feature some significant transformational, features to it. I couldn't even tell you what that looks like, and I don't know, unless this group that stepped forward, K2 and Populous and the McConnell Foundation, unless they've got it all behind a locked door somewhere on a computer, I don't know if they have the exact specifics of this project either. They just know that what Populous does as a world-renowned entity is they tend to do
they make event centers and
correct
beautiful ones. Yeah,
that's right. So I would assume, and based upon the conversations I've been privy to and actually helped organize with the Civic Auditorium and with the rodeo folks, is that there would be some kind of a premier event center involved in this that would be able to be utilized by the rodeo. But that's not, again, that's not for many, many years into the future. So this is just, give us a chance to dream and share that dream with the community and with the city council. And if they think that's worthwhile to continue to explore, then they could choose to do that on Tuesday.
Okay. All right. We've got to take a quick break here. We're with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. This hour is brought to you, by the way, by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Another thing that Shasta Regional Medical Center does in supporting our community, they think it's important that we get the Chamber of Commerce on, as we do, talk about what's going on with business right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
District Attorney is as important as our sheriff. It's true. The District Attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Gather your friends and family to share a meal. Seasons Inside Wind River Resort and Casino is offering Easter brunch on Sunday, April 17th. Brunch 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. includes carving station with prime rib, baked ham, omelet station, assorted sides and desserts.
See the full menu and prices at WinRiver.com.
Children 5 and under free.
Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Leave Easter brunch to us and find your moment at the river.
Hot God!
And Cool April Night
is back, April 22nd through May 1st.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
Non-stop lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 29th.
And get your tickets now for the big event with up to 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 30th.
It's back, bigger than ever. Don't miss the 31st annual Cool April Night, April 22nd through May 1st.
Get your tickets today at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts locations.
For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Tickets for the big show on sale now at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts stores for $8 pre-sale and $10 at the door. And new this year, for $25, get your all-access wristband that gets you into the big show, plus 4 nights of live entertainment at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Sponsored in part by Redding Tourism and Marketing Group, Wind River Resort and Casino, Lithia Chevrolet, and Cresco Equipment. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's KOOLAPRILNITES.com.
Shasta County citizens advocating respect and Sikh Center, in partnership with Shasta Lake Chiropractic in the city of Shasta Lake, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic this Friday, April 15th, from 2 until 6 p.m. at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard. All vaccine brands, including Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, will be available, including boosters. No appointment needed. Kids 5 to 11 and youth 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated at this free clinic in the city of Shasta Lake and enjoy free food while organizers hand out local businesses gift cards to vaccine recipients. Multilingual translators will be available at this free clinic at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard this Friday, April 15th from 2 until 6 p.m.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey, good morning. Jake Mangus is our guest here on KCNR. 8:50 in the morning here with Carl Bott, who is
dancing,
shaking his booty.
And those that are watching along on YouTube saw it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
yeah, exactly.
You know what? That is a song we play in every show. Sometime,
I know.
The last song of the show.
I want to do
And I'm not tired of it yet. And when I do, and we'll move to something
else.
I
need a little dirt, a little, dirt
we're
on
here with
my
Jake,
boots is
we're
what
here
I
with
want.
We're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce. A quick question, and then you can kind of give us a synopsis of what's going on business-wise.
Sure.
Right here. This new bill, assembly bill, that said, you know, that you can put duplexes and fourplexes in your backyard, essentially.
Yeah.
A number of cities, like 290 cities, have pushed back on this, including to the point of making one city a mountain lion sanctuary so you can't build there. Well, the state's going after them. What impact?
It's a huge, it would have a huge impact on a community, like Redding, where we pride ourselves in having room to stretch our arms and to have high density housing like that in the middle of, single family neighborhoods, would be really, a poor, planning decision.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
the state, as often the case, making decisions for the entire state of California instead of drilling down into certain communities where it makes more sense. And so the nonsensical nature of this has prompted, 240 cities to push back and probably more now throughout the state. So,
yeah.
I'm not seeing this happening anytime soon
well,
here.
Well, the state's going after them. And, this is ridiculous. Again, something stupid coming out of Sacramento. Okay.
Yeah. There's another job killer.
Oh,
this
yeah.
You talked about it already, but I just want to say that...
You need to cause the Chamber of Commerce is against it.
Yes, and I forgot the Assembly Bill number because I got so upset. But I'm reading this, and it was basically, a lawmaker in California proposing that we reduce regular hours worked in a work week to 32 instead of 40. After the 32nd hour, you would have to pay overtime to that employee. Could you imagine the increased costs for employers? Now, of course, this would be for larger employers of more than 500 employees, so that doesn't affect a lot of our local businesses here. But this is identified as a job killer by the California Chamber of Commerce, of which we are a member. And the Chamber, as an advocate for business, we signed on in opposition with many of our other brothers and sisters in the Chamber world throughout the state. And that's one of the things that the Cal Chamber does well is they do identify job-killing bills, and we oftentimes will sign on with them.
This is Assembly Bill 2932, by the way. And, it doesn't affect – it's 500 now. It's companies of 500 and more, but you know how Sacramento is.
We always think the camel's nose is in the tent.
Yeah, then it's 300. Then all of a sudden, and the thing is that they're comparing it to Iceland.
It doesn't ever, and talk about freezing, commerce and business opportunities. That's right exactly there. What it would be. It would be a land of ice for
us. Okay. We've got like 6 minutes left.
There is another thing. We know that Tim Mapes, as the public information officer with the County of Shasta, he released a survey recently regarding the American Rescue Plan Act funding, and that's nearly $35 million available for the county to disperse for different things. Now, we've heard that up to $10 million of that can be used for a jail, and that's a good thing. So if the supervisors end up allocating $10 million of that $35 million for a jail, you've still got $25 million left. So the community has been asked to give input. We have shared this out in our channels. If people haven't had a chance to take the survey, I think you can go to County of Shasta on Facebook and find the survey. It takes about 3 minutes to do it. One of the options is to say that you'd like it to go to support businesses. And I think that the supervisors will take this into account when they make their decisions. We heard about each of them kind of listing the things they'd like to see it go to support. I've heard from a couple of them saying, I would like to see some of this go to business. I'm just not sure exactly how we can do that in the best way.
Is that
way.
The city council you said?
This is the Board of Supervisors.
Well, because the city council, some of the city council spit on businesses. That's the way I'm going to put it. Because they have, $17, $18 million. Yep. And not one penny is going to go to businesses. There's $700,000 is going to go to nonprofits. The rest of it's going to go to the city for parks and these things. Don't they realize who pays the damn taxes around here?
I think the question that, I've been talking about this a lot lately, and
it's not every one of them.
For me, you're right.
It's at least three of them who have said, we've given enough money to business here. Now, the people that say that work for other people are retired. Let me just finish this one thought.
Yep.
The businesses in this town, if they think that everything is normal, maybe it is if you're retired or you work for somebody, but for a business out there that's still fighting this, you're not talking about giving $100,000 to people, but the payments that you give out, it goes for your leases, for your rents, everything like this, that they can't find at least the same amount that they're giving nonprofits who, by the way, don't pay taxes.
Yeah, that was the hard part for me to swallow was just the methodology to give $700,000 of the nearly $19 million received at the city to nonprofits for grants. Okay, fine. But the methodology was because not all of them have done well during the pandemic. And I said, well, how could you not say the same thing about the business community? And that's when the response was, well, we've already done so much for local business. And while I'll give credit to the council for the things that they have done, they did allocate $1 million of CARES Act money for business grants. They also worked with Reading Electric Utility in finding a way to utilize cap and trade money to give credits on people's bills. So that did have an effect that was positive. But to think that just because a couple years ago that happened, that things are fine, wouldn't be true. Many businesses that I've talked to that are hurting have said, you know, I think business owners in general are not quitters, and we will run on credit for a time, knowing and believing that things are going to come back. And so a lot of them are operating with their credit cards and lines of credit right now, and they're taking on more debt, hoping that there'll be a brighter day in the future. Now, yes, it has been a time of pivoting, and businesses have had to figure out how do we do things differently to survive, and many of them are doing that, and those that are not are finding that they're failing. So we know it's complicated. The whole thing for me was came down to a question, and it was American Rescue Plan Act money was created for four primary purposes. And I think what you would just have to ask yourself is supporting our parks is an important thing that we need to do in building quality of life amenities. But are these funds best spent in that way? Is that was that the intent of the U.S. Treasury Department?
We have parks that people don't go to because they're afraid to go into the parks, and we're building more parks that we don't take care of the ones we have when you could help the businesses in this town.
And if you're going to invest in these public open spaces, you've got to also at the same time be addressing the issues that exist that are preventing people from feeling safe in those locations.
Yeah.
And I know that that's why the city is saying, well, we're investing in park rangers and more police officers. We're in support at the county of in general, right, of the sheriff's wagon wheel of justice plan, where there's a more holistic approach and an expanded jail scenario. Working with the Good News Rescue Mission on, providing a place for people to go during the day that are unsheltered in our community and so on. So anyway, we're trying to make the case to the supervisors that some of those funds should go to business.
And have we given up on the city council?
The city council haven't given up completely, but have heard very strongly that the majority of the council does not believe that immediate economic stabilization is an appropriate use of the funds for businesses.
Okay, so and who is that you've talked to?
Well, I will just say for relationship purposes that I've visited with each member of the city council about this topic. And
let's give some names.
Well, let's see.